When voters across the country went to their local polling places in November of 2012 to vote for president, residents of Saratoga Springs, New York, also voted on a ballot measure to change the city's charter to bring in a new system of government. Overall, turnout was pretty good. 75% of the small city's registered voters went to the polls. William Frugi is a commissioner of elections with Saratoga County.
It's a presidential year. People are going to come out in droves to vote. You have people that only participate once every 4 years.
The 75% turnout was more than double the year before in the city. Only 37% turned out to vote in 2011, when incumbent Mayor Scott Johnson was reelected. Even still, with a near complete change in local government on the ballot, only 86% of voters participated in the contest that would have changed their city's charter. William Frugi again.
So there were 13,500 participants in the 2012 presidential election. Of the 13,500, 11,610 participated in the vote for charter change.
The ballot measure was ultimately defeated, but the question remains, why did 1,890 voters choose not to vote on the charter change proposition? Saratoga Springs' charter, adopted in 1915, is unusual by modern standards. The city's commission form of government involves five elected city commissioners, all with separate responsibilities and equal voting power. There's a commissioner of public safety, a commissioner of accounts, a commissioner of finance, and a commissioner of public works. The fifth member of the city council is the mayor, who serves as the city's CEO. The charter change would have established a council-manager form of government, the most favored system of government in the United States. A political group, Saratoga Citizen, was formed and led the call for the charter change on the 2012 ballot. Saratoga Citizen organizer Pat Kane said the council-hired subordinate manager serves as a sort of jack-of-all-trades in local government.
Whether it's the environmental issues, whether it's taxation, you've got somebody who's on their game when it comes to managing a city of this complexity.
In 2010, Saratoga Citizen submitted petitions to place its charter change measure on the ballot, but the validity of the petitions were challenged by the city's commissioners. Saratoga Citizen appealed, and the petition was sent to court. The New York State Supreme Court eventually ruled in Saratoga Citizen's favor, and the measure was set to appear on the ballot 2 years later than initially anticipated. Kane admitted part of the reason why the ballot measure didn't pass could have been that the charter change was old news by 2012.
Because of the court cases, it got to be kind of stale. The item got stale. Had we gone on in 2010, obviously I'm a little biased here, but I think we would have won in 2010 because we were on the front page of the Saratogian 12 times that year.
Bob Turner, an associate professor at Skidmore College's government department, said he found it unusual that the charter change proposition was included on the 2012 ballot, the same year as the presidential election.
And I think part of the reason that it failed was that it just did not get enough public scrutiny and public attention amidst the noise of the presidential election.
Turner suggested that when voters do not understand what's on the ballot, especially if their attention is being drawn away because of other races, they'll usually vote no.
With referendums, voters are often lacking complete information. And so you see a set of campaign promises from each side. You know, one, it's going to raise taxes. One, it's going to lower taxes. One, it's going to dramatically change the government. The other one, it's going to do nothing. And in that face of that conflicting information, if they don't receive any other cues from decision makers that they support, like a party or even the Downtown Business Association, they're just going to vote no. If voters don't have enough information on a referendum, they generally vote no.
An organized opposition to the 2012 charter change proposition was formed called Success, Saratogians United to Continue the Charter Essential to Saratoga's Success. Ken Klotz, a member of the group and former two-term Democratic mayor of Saratoga Springs, said the reason city residents rejected the charter change is partially because the current system has been viewed as a successful form of government and has proven itself to work well in a setting with a large amount of community participation. Saratoga Springs, with a population just below 27,000, is home to a thriving business community, lower taxes, and a lower crime rate than many other cities its size. Klotz said that it's unfair to compare the city with others that have moved away from the commission form of government.
We don't have the problems that many cities do, and the ones that we do have, we don't have as severely. And I think that the city, the commission form of government, is a perfectly workable system for the kind of city we have. And if that makes us unique, I think that's a good thing and not a bad thing.
In 2006, the city also voted down a change to a strong mayor form of government. Klotz said that both votes show that Saratoga voters are not interested in a charter that hands too much power to one person, an elected mayor or hired town manager. Klotz assembled his own charter review commission during his tenure between 2000 and 2003. In 2001, small changes to the existing charter were implemented. The revision retained the two-year term for city commissioners and updated language defining the responsibilities of commissioners. A Department of Human Resources and a Department of Parks, Open Space, and Historic Preservation were also added. Klotz said that city residents could have been more open to a new charter if those pushing for change had altered their message delivery, a message that Klotz claimed seemed at the time like marketing.
The marketing tactics, I think these were people who said, you know, we're going to sell this. We know how to sell it. And they kept making analogies that were to products that you sell, like buying a new car. And I think that strategy of focusing on the marketing rather than the persuasiveness of the argument basically turned a lot of people off.
As for Pat Kane, he said he believes that citizens should always be on the lookout for ways to improve their government. And while a slew of campaign strategies could be considered and tested to ensure a measure's passage, Kane believes that the issue of charter change in the city will come around again.
There's been a lot of people before me, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people after me, that have tried to change this form of government. Decades have passed since we first started the charter change movement. It'll happen someday, but didn't happen last year. It will happen soon.
Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.